Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
Wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I'm getting older, but I don't feel it. I don't feel like I'm getting older, but I am noticing myself starting to do older things. Okay? Like, I'm noticing, like, the questions that I ask nowadays are like old people questions. Like, what time is breakfast? Do you accept coupons? You know, like stuff like that. And like my friend went to a wedding, right? And I feel like young people would ask questions like, oh, you went to a wedding? Was it fun? Was there an open bar? Did you meet anybody? Right? Like stuff like that. Me, I ask questions like, oh, you went to a wedding? Did they let you take the centerpiece home?
Monday, November 3rd, 2025. It is election eve in America, here in California. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Waiting for Katie to roll in. She's running a little bit late. Just take a deep breath. Let it just wash over you. We're here. You know, we're doing it. Doing the thing. How was your Halloween there, Kevin?
Crazy.
Yeah?
Hectic.
What'd you do?
I went bar hopping, but I went dressed up as Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay.
And let me tell you, worst decision of my life.
Well, I could have told you that.
Why?
That's a tired... It wasn't even funny when a year after the movie came out.
Yeah.
How long ago did that movie come out? 15 years ago?
I don't know. I just wanted a costume.
But did you go late and there was nothing left? Why would you pick Pedro?
Kind of. I went like literally the day before and that was all that was left. And I thought people would get it, but nobody got who I was. And it was kind of like, you know...
Nobody got it because that movie, I just looked it up. That movie came out 21 years ago.
Right. It's still a cult classic.
21 years ago.
But it's a classic. Everyone's heard of classics.
Yeah.
Like Beetlejuice.
Right.
People didn't know who my friend was, and she was Lydia.
I wouldn't say Napoleon Dynamite is on the same level as
Beetlejuice. I just want people to know, don't be asking people what they're supposed to be. And when they tell you, you're like, oh.
Why?
Be more enthusiastic, like, oh yeah, you're that character.
So I did see something else over the weekend, and I made a comment on TMZ's post about it, and my comment got a whole bunch of likes.
Oh.
And it was a politician named Lauren Boebert, and she's a congresswoman, and she went as a overtly racist. You know, something for Halloween. And she had to carry a sign around that actually doubled down on the racism, made it more racist, but also had to explain what she was. And my comment was, racism aside, if you have to explain your costume to people, it's not a good costume. And although I don't know if Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite is a costume that needs to be explained.
You don't need to. It doesn't need, but I do needed a Napoleon Dynamite next to me so people would know who I am.
I guess.
The guy that wears Vote for Pedro.
That's Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you still
found one.
Did you still have fun?
I had so much fun. I was commenting on people's outfits, costumes. We were role playing. It was great.
That's good.
Yeah.
You didn't happen to see any of the stuff that I posted from my neighborhood on Halloween, did you?
I saw your daughter dressed as Zoe Fire.
Yeah.
What else?
Connor went as Deadpool.
That was fun. And then Theo went as a creepy, scary monster.
It's a character named Catnap from a game. Oh. I don't know what it is, but
he was terrifying.
It was the neighborhood though that I was. We had 1,500 people show up to our neighborhood.
What?
1,500 people. That's what the estimates were. Food trucks showed up because
was it a whole event?
It's a whole event.
Oh.
We have a house in our neighborhood. I don't know if it has a name. This year, though, they just called it Wicked on Garland because the theme was wicked. And the guy who does it is incredible with what he does. And he rigs up so much lighting and special effects. I mean, he's shooting sparklers off of his house.
What?
He's making it snow. And he edits this, like, short film. And this year it was all wicked and stuff like that. And people show up, and it's a show that plays every 10 minutes, losing their minds. That would have been enough. But all the people around him, though, go overboard with their Halloween stuff. And then if you go just around the corner, there's a walk-through haunted house where the people, Connor worked it last year. My son worked it last year. They own the house right next to their parents, and they have no fence in their backyard. So they make this haunted house that weaves in and out of both their backyards, and they raise money for charity. The damn thing takes like 15 minutes to walk through.
To walk through?
Yeah. And then there's another haunted house on the other side of my neighborhood that's more scary. And we had so many people show up that, like, afterwards, I was talking to, like, it sounds silly to say, but I don't know what else to say, but some of, like, the neighborhood leaders. And I was like, it makes it sound like a tribe.
No, literally.
But I was, like, texting them, and I was like, okay, couple things. It's great, but I go, we should really have some sort of police presence. Like, in our neighborhood, if it's getting this big, like, people couldn't drive down streets.
Oh, boy.
Like, and it feels like with that many people, it's just a matter of time. Because a lot of people don't live there. They come from other neighborhoods. So it's just a matter of time before, like, a fight breaks out or something. So it's like, we should just have police presence. Tell them, you know, 1,500, 2,000 people show up to this neighborhood right at this spot. Just show up, you know? So
safety.
Anyway, it was crazy. I'll show you some of the videos later. It's probably gone from my story now, but I mean, it was nuts.
I want to try and go one year.
You should go one year. That would be great if you did. That would be a lot of fun.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
How did your siblings torture you growing up? Or how did you torture your siblings? Call or text us right now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. This is actually trending on TikTok right now, right, Katie?
Yeah.
And, like, how is it being presented on TikTok?
It's usually people, like, just one person after another, saying how they tortured their sibling.
Okay, so they're taking ownership of it.
They're taking ownership of the terrible things that they used to do. But, I mean, also hearing about what your sibling did to you is funny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, I'll own mine first.
Okay.
And I still feel bad about this. But I'm 7 years older than my brother. And when my brother was probably 4, I told him Santa died.
Oh my.
And I told him that Santa Claus died like just like 2 days before Christmas, like too close to find a replacement Santa.
my God.
And
did you get in trouble for saying that?
So much.
I'm sure.
Because I thought we were alone.
Oh.
And my mom heard me say it to him. And my brother started to cry.
Sure.
Oh.
I don't know why I did it. it was apropos to nothing. There was nothing. We were one of those memes. No one. Space.
Yeah.
Gavin. Hey, Ben. Santa died. What an a-hole.
It's really terrible.
Which, by the way, anybody who's listening, who's concerned, he's very okay.
Very much alive.
He's eternal.
Right. So, don't worry about that. My brother, Garrett, I used to have this doll that, I mean, it was everything in the world to me. And it looked like a newborn baby. And he would take its head off and then put it around the house. So he'd like put it on top of a lamp so that it was like glowing.
Yeah.
He'd put it on my mom's record player so it was just going around and around. And it was so traumatizing to just go to get my doll and it was just headless. And then I had to do this weird Easter egg hunt around the house to try to find its head.
That is pretty mean. Text messages coming into 909-1065. I am 13 years younger than my closest sibling, all boys. And I am a girl. And they would put me in headlocks and give me noogies. Remember, mind you, these were grown-ass men giving a 5-year-old girl aggressive noogies.
Oh, my God.
Another one that we got in on 909-1065. Brother used to pin me down and spit in my ear.
Ew.
We put this on Facebook, and I have to tell you, there's a lot of siblings either spitting on each other or pretending to spit on each other.
Well, what did we get on Facebook?
Okay, so I want to say, first and foremost, parents, pay attention to your kids. I don't know if it's because it was the 80s or 90s, but some of y'all were being abused by your siblings, okay? Here are some of the better ones, though. Christina said, I had my little sister convinced for over 6 months that her middle name was Mudflap.
Oh, my.
That's so funny.
Sierra said, my brother would flip a Papasan chair upside down and cage me in it and then sit on top of it while he watched TV. Okay. Oh, this is terrible. Me and the neighbor boy ate all the baby aspirin. My mom flipped out and saw the empty bottle and yelled, who ate this? But I was afraid to get in trouble, so I said my brother did.
Oh my God.
And unfortunately, he had to have his stomach pumped.
Jeez! Oh. Holy cow! Meanwhile, she's fine. They're like, are you okay? She's like, I don't feel good. I'm nervous for him, I guess.
Yes. Shannon said, my sister's 8 years older than me, and she used to hide under my bed and grab my foot and scream, the man has you. And then this was just funny. It's mean, but it's funny. And the fact that the parents didn't stop her. Amber said, I would just keep wrapping things that my sister already owned and give it to her for Christmas.
That's hilarious. Can we go back to the stomach pumping for a second?
Yeah.
Imagine, I don't know how old that kid was, but they were too old to be able to defend themselves.
What do
you mean
too young?
Or too young to defend themselves.
Yeah.
So imagine now, you're a 5-year-old kid just sitting there watching TV. Your mom snatches you.
Right.
Takes you to the hospital.
Right. She's scared.
You do not know what's happening. And then they pump your stomach.
Isn't that terrible?
And I can only imagine they're like, why, mama? Why? Why don't you love me?
I wonder how long, like, the parents thought that he really ate all the aspirin until she admitted it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. So funny. So bad, but so
very
funny.
Very bad.
Keep the text messages coming in to 909-1065.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
So, Thanksgiving threw us a little bit of a curveball this year. If you weren't paying attention to the calendar. And it is late, like really late, which means that the Christmas season is now only 3 weeks.
Okay, if we're going by the traditional
Black Friday,
day after Thanksgiving is when Christmas goes up.
Exactly. And some people are not taking this well, such as Jelly Roll's wife.
Oh.
They posted a pretty funny video where she's just telling Jelly Roll, Christmas is coming early this year as far as decor goes.
Okay.
So she's like, I'm putting the Christmas tree up right now. And there are already people in our neighborhood with Christmas lights on their house.
We have a couple too.
Okay, and I want to say that's crazy. Like, in a normal year, that's crazy behavior.
Yeah.
Let Thanksgiving have its moment.
Yes, of course.
We are a strict Black Friday. We put all of Christmas up.
Right.
This year, I'm willing to say, let's do it a little bit before Thanksgiving. And I know that's a little bit weird, but I think that we all need to sit in that.
Okay, so I'm not opposed to it because it is a lot of work to put up Christmas decor.
That's exactly right.
If you're doing it right.
Exactly.
Okay. So I can understand not wanting to put it all up just to take it down.
Right.
We can't start now.
I don't think we should start right now, but I mean, this weekend?
In a
couple days?
I think the weekend prior to Thanksgiving.
That's still only 4 weeks, though.
Well, how much do you usually have? You have about 4 weeks, usually.
Usually, but sometimes, though, it's five, I think, or close to it. So here's what we're doing, okay? I told my wife, let's put all of Christmas up.
Okay.
Except for the tree.
Okay.
And we'll do the tree on Black Friday.
Okay.
Because I feel like having Thanksgiving dinner, because we're hosting it this year for the first time, which is going to be a whole other thing. Having Thanksgiving with a Christmas tree right there is like having your angry parent just standing over your shoulder while you're trying to get your homework done.
I do have to say, though, now that you're explaining that you're doing Thanksgiving at your house, I might be changing my mind here, because having all that Christmas around you while you're trying to do Thanksgiving dinner is going to make it feel like a fancy Christmas dinner.
And it's not going to make Christmas Eve dinner, which we also host, feel any different.
Right.
I know. Listen, 916-909-1065. We want to know what is changing. So good morning, Ronnie. What are you changing, any rules this year?
We put them up yesterday. Everything, the tree, the garland, the star, the miscellaneous decorations, the stockings. I mean, it looks like Christmas Eve.
And is this the norm for your family?
100%.
All right. So you've always been like this. Thank you very much, Ronnie. Now let's talk to Jerry. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Jerry, what did you change your Christmas decor rules this year because Thanksgiving is so late?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Okay.
We will swap over from Halloween to Christmas, usually right after Halloween. We put all of our decorations in the attic, and so since we're already up there, we might as well pull down Christmas.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Work smarter, not harder.
Okay.
Correct. Okay. So then what rules did change, though, this year?
So we usually don't start decorating till like mid-November. But we started on Monday, and we're completely done.
Okay, so you've moved everything up 2 weeks.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Jerry, for calling. And let's talk to Kevin. Wow, all guys.
How adorable.
Yeah, Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, did you do anything different this year with your holiday decor?
Yeah, we started putting out my grandma's Disney Christmas Village as soon as Halloween ended.
When does the Disney Christmas Village usually go out, though?
Well, recently, in past years, it hasn't gone out at all because it's buried in the piles of stuff my grandma has in the room.
Oh, okay. It makes her sound like a hoarder, but...
She is.
Oh, okay. So because Thanksgiving is so late, you said, damn it, we're diving in. We're gonna dive into the hoarder pile, move the dead cats, and find the Disney Christmas Village, right?
Yep.
Is anything else out, or is it just the village?
Well, I've been using her normal Christmas village, which is huge. I've been using those houses to build my model train table.
Oh.
This is an interesting house.
Right. There's a lot going on here.
All right. Okay. And have you changed any rules for the model train set?
Yeah, I actually didn't want to use the houses because they're not the right scale.
I get it.
They're like significantly bigger than the trains should be, than they should be mm-hmm. in relation to the trains. But since grandma, it's so important to my grandma, I've been doing it anyway.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, listen, good luck to both of you.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for sharing your decor. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Okay, so, you know, interesting grab bag of,
you know, the holidays bring The holidays bring out the best in all of us.
God, you've never said anything truer than that.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So joining us on the phone right now is my wife, Stacy. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
We know this, but for anybody who doesn't know, my relationship with my father is interesting. Yeah. I think that's the best way to put it. And he, just to give you an update on George's life, it's the same as it's been for the last 20 years. He lives alone in the mountains of Pennsylvania. His health ain't great. And I flew back over the summer to check in on him. He has never met my daughter, Zoe,
right,
who is 5.5 years old. The last time he saw my son, Theo, who is 8, he was only like a couple months old. And he hasn't been out here since my brother got married, which is forever ago. Okay. Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to let you know that my dad and I had a conversation and he is coming out to visit.
When?
Okay. Before we get to that, I just want to let everybody know, because maybe there's some big fans out there. Wasn't your dad scared to fly? Yes, indeed. My dad is still scared to fly. He refuses to do it. He's taken the train from Pennsylvania.
Sacramento?
It's going to take him 3.5 days, and I believe that's nonstop.
Oh, my.
Like the Oregon Trail. And he bought this ticket without consulting anybody, and he is coming out on December 5th, and he is leaving on December 21st.
That's a long
Gavin.
Time.
Gavin, he's being serious.
He's being dead serious because he was on the phone with George when we both pulled up one morning and he just yelled out the window, apparently my dad is coming to visit.
And my dad...
He can't, Gavin. Not for that long.
That's what I said. That's too
Christmas,
long.
Like I have so much. There's so much happening.
And I said, Dad, that's literally the busiest month of the year. And he goes,
can you change it?
It's going to take some work. Remember, it took us about 10 years just to get to this point.
Oh my God.
Now, okay. Now here's the good news. I just want to remind you, I have a brother who also lives out here and has his own house. So Dad doesn't need to stay with us the whole time.
He can stay with Ben the whole time.
No. That might be a tough putt. And I do want him to spend some time with his grandkids, especially the one he's never met. But we can volley him back and forth, okay? Does that make it better?
I still think it should be shortened.
I just want you to know your reaction was the same as mine. Jaw on the ground. That's too long. Why did he do this without talking to anybody? A train? Question mark.
He's asking for it.
Listen, no one's ever accused George of being not difficult.
Right, but I mean, his decision making skills sometimes are just so flawed.
They're
Gavin.
Yes.
There's no. I'm like thinking about it more now.
Well, yeah, I've been thinking about it for a while. And logistically, it seems awful. So, can you give me
and we
some...
We have stuff like we have the Polar Express.
He already said that.
We didn't get him like...
But here's the good news. Again, my dad's like a dog. We could leave him at home. We can still go to the Polar Express.
No,
he's not going to pee on the floor.
No, it's ruining my Christmas. I look forward to all year. I can't.
All right. Okay. So, all right. Here. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to get Dad to move his ticket. Okay. If you're just joining us, I'm telling my wife for the first time live on the air that my father is coming out to visit for the first time in almost 10 years. And it is practically the whole month of December.
After Christmas. Nothing's happening.
I think that's a great idea. I actually think that it would be even better if we moved it to the spring when, you know, he wouldn't run into inclement weather going over the mountains on an effing train.
Oh my God, he can change it. It's impossible that he can't. I'll pay for him to change it.
Okay, Stacey, now I do want to tell you something because you're my friend. Gavin has known about this since last week.
Oh my God.
Listen, there are a lot of moving parts.
I'm not freaking out because I'm assuming it can get changed.
Right. Right. Me either.
Do we think George knows how to change it? Like, I'm surprised he knew how to book it.
I think he
just needs to give us his information and we'll do it for him.
Okay, there you go.
I think he physically went down to a train station.
Oh my God.
Like a hobo. Yeah. And like stood there like a boxcar jumper and said, like, how much to get to California?
Oh my God.
All right. Listen, this is a work in progress, Stacey, but I'm letting you know, okay? This conversation went better than I thought it would.
Oh, it won't later.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Here at the Odyssey building in Roseville, we call it The Ridge. We had the big sales party where we invite all of the advertisers that advertise, not just on this show and 106.5 The End, but on all of our radio stations here.
I think it's more of like an appreciation.
Yeah,
party.
And it's fun. It's just so fun to just hang out with everybody. Everybody comes in a good mood because, you know, like, we're going to have some drinkies and we're going to have some bites.
Yep.
We're going to be giving stuff away to people. And, like, we actually love our clients and we, like, love spending time with you guys and hanging out and having a good time. So needless to say, when I pulled up here, I was in a good mood. Oh. Now, Kevin, I don't know if you know about any of this. I did tell Katie some of this because she was involved by not being involved. And I'll tell you in a second what that means. Katie drives a Chevy Traverse.
Yeah.
She's doing that well. And I'm backing in because I like backing into parking spaces.
He calls himself a backing boy.
And okay. as I'm looking at my backing camera, I see Katie backing in right behind me, like so that we are perpendicular with each other. Like we're both backing in at the exact same time.
Uh-huh.
And I audibly in my car was like, oh. So I'm sitting in the car and I'm banking on the fact that she didn't see me. And she's not getting out of the car. It's like, okay, well, maybe she's probably doing her hair or last looks, something like that. So I get out of the car. And when I get out of the car, I get out all sneaky, okay? Trying to, like, stay low because I'm gonna surprise her. And I see her car, and she's just sitting in the car in the driver's seat. So I start walking up to her car all, like,
Gavin, you know she scares easy.
I know, that's why I wanted to do it, okay? So I'm pulling my legs up.
I mean, like,
high.
He's like the hamburger.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah,
yeah, bum, like, bum, bum. Very, like, leprechaun-ish,
yeah.
Okay? And then I get all the way up to the door, and she's still just sitting in there. I'm like, you're supposed to, like, open the door. Come on, you're supposed to see me and stuff like that.
Right.
I was gonna, so, okay, so she doesn't come out. And it's at that point that I just go up to the window and I go, knock, 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 like that on the window, uh-huh. Trying to spook her. And I did. The problem was it wasn't Katie.
What?
I had not arrived.
What? You scared someone else?
I really scared her.
Another woman.
Some random woman.
Who just happens to drive the same car as I do.
And she goes, ah!
Oh my God!
and then I go, ah! Oh, I thought you were somebody else.
And her window's up, so
her
she's
window's up.
I thought you were somebody else.
Oh my God!
It probably just sounded like that to her. I swear to God, it looked like Katie. Like it even looked because Katie has something from hanging from a rear view. It even looked like the same thing hanging from a rear view.
I think I know which Traverse you're talking about because I thought it was her too.
Yeah.
And then when I came here, I was like, "Where's Katie at?" And everyone was like, "She hasn't arrived yet."
When I left, I saw that Traverse driving away
because it looks like the Binky, but it's
not.
Oh
yeah, I have a Binky that hangs from my.
Oh my God, Gavin, what'd she say? Did she come
She'd
out?
Say
Did she
cuss
at you?
No, of course she didn't come out.
No, she blocked her doors.
You scared her.
I scared the life from her.
Was she a client?
I don't know.
Gavin!
But the situation is that whoever you are, if you're listening, if you're alive...
Oh my God!
I apologize. I'm sorry I'm such a scoundrel.
You're a little scamp.
I'm a rapscallion that just wants to rapscally.
And what people don't know is... If, you know, when we pull up in the morning, there's usually one other car in the parking lot, if that. And so if we pull up at the same time, which we do often, if Gavin gets here first, okay, and I'm pulling up behind him, so my lights are shining on him. He likes to use that as a spotlight. And he will slink out of his car, okay? And I get a different performance every time, but it usually ends with him just sort of leaning on his car like, hello. So I'm sure it was just another version of that in the daytime.
Yeah, it was. It was that. And then, just so everybody knows, didn't stop sweating the rest of the party.
No, of course not. Because you're probably thinking like, well, the cops are going to get here soon.
I'm gonna get on the local news for this one.
It's just video of you with your hands behind your back and handcuffs just looking over your shoulder going like, it was supposed to be Katie.
I'm just a baby.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you've had the thought, man, it feels like my car gets pooped on by birds so much more often than other people's cars. I know on the surface, it sounds like you're crazy, almost a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. But the science has been crunched, and you might be right. Certain cars get pooped on by birds more than other cars. This is crazy.
What? But why?
This report says that birds poop on certain colors more.
What?
Yes. They tend to hit brown vehicles the most, followed by red, followed by black. If you drive a white and silver car or silver car, you're probably going to be in the clear.
Okay.
They're ranked the lowest. Now, researchers say birds detect ultraviolet light and have enhanced color vision compared to humans. So darker colors might stand out more and seem like prime targets.
But why do they want to target anything?
Also, shiny surfaces can act like mirrors reflecting a bird's image. During mating season, territorial birds may think their reflection is a rival, leading to repeated, quote-unquote, attacks on the same vehicle. Hold on a second. Huh. Birds can weaponize their poop?
They sure can.
Wait, you knew this?
Yeah, they always, whenever I see a flock of seagulls flying over, you know, you're like dodging it. I feel like they still chase after me and I've been hit several times.
When was the last time you saw a flock of seagulls?
I don't know, when I was at the beach.
Okay.
Jeez.
So it's not happening that much.
Not that much, but I feel like pigeons weaponize it too.
Okay.
Well, if they're a bird, they do.
Yeah.
This report says that birds can weaponize their poop.
This is crazy.
Like the
I knew
Air Force.
It.
What?
Like the Air Force just dropping bombs on targets. This is crazy. We gotta do something.
And Kevin, yeah. How many times have you been pooped on by a bird?
Just three.
Just three?
It doesn't happen often, but the moment
three
it happens.
Three feels often.
Yeah,
three
it's
is
like,
a lot.
How
many times have you been pooped on?
None.
What?
I don't think I've ever been pooped on.
Yeah,
ever.
I never have.
And you've been pooped on three times?
Yeah.
You did something.
I need to.
That sounds right.
Did you know that crows hold grudges? Birds hold grudges?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, maybe one time I did chase a flock of birds around. Maybe that's
right.
Why.
Yep.
Well, but what little kid doesn't, though?
Right, thank you.
But was he a little kid?
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Katie's very nonchalant
right.
about it.
I can't wait till you get pooped on.
Well, no, she's not hurting birds. She's not going after them like
and
you are.
And I have a white car, so sorry.
Yeah, she does have a white car. Oh. I had a white car, and now I have a dark car, and my car does seem to get pooped on a lot more.
I'm in the clear.
Not
I'm
only
good
that,
to birds, and I have a white car.
They actually broke this down also by brands. Now, I will say, Kevin, you drive a... not Kevin, Katie.
Yeah.
You drive a Chevy.
Yeah.
It gets pooped on the second most.
It's bound to happen.
The brand that gets pooped on the most, Jeep. If you're driving around in a brown Jeep, you better
just hang it up.
You better get that Quick Quacks membership. And then and after Chevrolet, then it's Nissan, and then it's Dodge, ironic, Kia, then Tesla, then Audi, Ford, and Subaru. Wow. Toyotas, I guess, just walk amongst the raindrops,
thank
I guess.
Goodness. I'm safe in my car.
Wow. Is yours a Toyota?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a dark Toyota.
No, so does it's your blue. It's like blue.
It's a midnight blue. So
it's a
I would
dark
say
blue.
Dark.
Yeah. So does your car get pooped on a lot?
Nope.
If you're just joining us, we're finding out that the darker your car is, the more likely it is to get pooped on by birds. But more distressing is that birds actively weaponize their poop. They're making decisions mm-hmm. in their brains.
They're evil.
They're evil. Yes. Thank you, Kevin. What are we going to do about this? What are we going to do to eradicate birds? I am sick and tired.
First of all,
I'm with you.
If ever there was an animal that was going to rise up against us, it is birds.
Right.
Okay. So we can't be talking like this.
Why not? Why? They're already targeting us.
Right.
They could target us so much more, you guys.
But it feels like we should get ahead of this. Like before it gets out of hand.
I'm here to tell you, we can't.
I got it. Cut off their food supply.
Okay.
Then they can't poop.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But isn't their food supply like...
The downside is they eat everything on Earth.
God. Yeah, and like bugs and stuff.
Bugs, man. Animals, dead animals, ugh. Insects. Berries, seeds.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we're gonna send... We have a direct line to President Trump. So we're going to send him an email. He won't get to it till 2 or 3 in the morning, but he will get back to us.
Yeah.
And it does seem like something that he would say.
It actually does.
106.5 The End. He's confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's Are You Smarter Than Kevin?
That's right, and it's brought to you by American Furniture Galleries. Are you smarter than Kevin? Katie had to step out for a second, so Kevin takes the reins like the hero he is. And we're playing for, what is the jackpot today? $80.
Uh-oh, almost to 100.
$80, and caller 17 is Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
How are you? You having a good day so far?
Yeah, pretty good so far.
Is the time change bothering you too much?
No, not at all.
All right. Good. That's good. All right. Kevin has left the studio. I have 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
Sure.
Here we go. Question 1. Well, listen, we don't want to admit it in this area, but a big congratulations to the LA Dodgers for winning the World Series again. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays to secure them back-to-back World Series titles. Who did they beat last year?
What? The Phillies.
Okay.
I don't know.
Question two. SNAP benefits have been cut off in America, leaving millions of needy people scared on how they will feed their families. But benefits could be restored by Wednesday. This is only because two federal judges are forcing President Trump to use emergency funds, which he did not want to do. What state uses the most SNAP benefits? Is it New Mexico, Mississippi, or Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
Question three. In case you forgot, Justin Baldoni was suing Blake Lively for $400 million, but things seem to have gone dark on this story. Well, that's because they have. The case was officially dismissed by because Baldoni missed a deadline. All of that for nothing. What was the name of the movie that those two made together that started all of this?
This Is Us.
Okay. Question four, speaking of co-stars that hate each other, Millie Bobby Brown filed harassment and bullying charges against her Stranger Things co-star David Harbour before they started filming the last season. The charges were internally investigated and dealt with, but Netflix is not commenting. Name both of their characters on the show.
Eleven and Sheriff Hopper.
Question five, Cardi B has been getting wild on her Instagram live videos. And the other day she admitted while wearing only a wig cap that she hasn't washed her hair in 3 months. But she did say she planned on doing it today or tomorrow. So there you go. Tell the world. How many days has it been if she didn't wash it in August, September, and October?
Okay.
Bring Kevin back in here. And Ashley, what do we do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Yeah.
I'm a paraeducator at a school.
A paraeducator? Oh. Wow, that's amazing. Good for you. On a middle school level, high school level, elementary school?
Elementary and middle.
Wow, that's a tough job. That is a physically demanding job. And wow, good for you for doing that. I'm going to put you on hold. And Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. You're defending $80.
Oh, boy.
Question one. Did you watch the World Series?
Yes, games? I did. It was intense.
You're excited about it?
I mean, I only watched some of the games, but the last game, it was like, oh, my God.
Giants, you hear that? Giants fans? Kevin's excited. The Dodgers won.
I'm just a sports fan, okay?
Did you win money? Did you put any money on it?
Just a little bit.
All right. They've won back-to-back World Series titles. That's impressive.
Sure did.
Who did they beat last year?
Yankees.
You are a sports.
Only sports when it comes to betting.
Wow. Question two. SNAP benefits have been cut off in America, leaving millions of people scared and hungry. But they could be restored on Wednesday. And the reason why is because two federal judges are forcing President Trump to use the emergency funds, which is what he did not want to do. What state uses the most SNAP benefits? New Mexico, Mississippi, or Oklahoma?
Mississippi.
What? Believe it or not, it's actually New Mexico.
Huh.
Yeah. Question three, Justin Baldoni was suing Blake Lively for $400 million.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, my God. Yes.
And it doesn't seem like we haven't talked about it in a really long time. That's because the judge dismissed it.
What?
Yes.
After all this, we're just going to dismiss the case?
And he dismissed it only because Justin Baldoni missed a deadline. And he was just sick and tired of his BS. It's like, wow, that was a big waste of time.
Literally.
What was the name of the movie that those two made together that started all of this?
It Ends With Us?
Yes!
I would never watch it.
Wow. I never saw it either.
Too much drama for
Question
me.
Four. Speaking of co-stars that hate each other, this one actually makes me pretty sad. Millie Bobby Brown filed harassment and bullying charges against David Harbour. Mm-hmm.
I saw that.
That's crazy. And this was before they started filming the last season, which comes out in about 20-some days. It was investigated internally and dealt with, but Netflix is not saying like whether or not the charges were legit or anything like that. So name both of their characters.
11 and what's that sheriff's name? Hopper.
Yeah. Although I don't believe he is the sheriff anymore, but yes.
What happened to him?
Well, he died twice, I think, on the show.
Wow.
Question 5. Cardi B.
Meow.
Have you been watching her Instagram live videos?
No, what's been happening?
She's popping off on them. While she was only wearing a wig cap in one, she said that she hasn't washed her natural hair in 3 months. But she did say she's going to do it today or tomorrow.
That's disgusting.
How many days has it been if she didn't wash her hair in August, September, and October?
Okay, 30 plus 30 plus 31. 91. What others has a 31?
September.
September's 31?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Or no, August. August has 31 days.
I assumed all of them are 30 except for Halloween on the 31st.
August has 31 days. September has 30. And October has 31 days, making 92. The correct answer, Ashley, are you there?
Yes.
Maybe these were hard today. Kevin only got 3 and you only got 1. Wow, okay. Kevin won.
Meow.
Crazy.
Hey, that's okay.
All right. Well, as long as you had fun, tell us what we need to hear.
I don't know what, music wise?
You have to say, I'm not smarter than Kevin.
Oh, I'm not smarter than Kevin.
There we go. All right.
Music wise. I love that.
We're going to have $20 to the jackpot tomorrow, making the official jackpot $100.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So it sounds funny to say that we know what the top 3 favorite colors of the world are, but these numbers have been crunched, and they were crunched by Crayola, which I would say, Crayola, if there's going to be an expert on color, it's Crayola.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now, it sounds silly, but Crayola asked people in 183 countries. So that's like practically every country on Earth. Okay?
Okay.
What their favorite colors are. And the top 3 answers are cerulean blue.
Okay.
Robin's egg blue.
Ooh.
And wisteria purple. And if you don't know what those are, pull them up on Google.
So what was the first one?
Cerulean blue.
So it's a darker blue.
Remember the Devil's Wear Prada? Cerulean.
Oh, right. Okay.
All right. Cerulean blue, Robin's egg blue.
That's a lighter blue,
and
right?
Wisteria purple. Yes.
And wisteria purple's darker.
You know, I think it's almost like a lavender, I think. Pull it up. Just Google wisteria purple.
It is lavender.
Yeah, it's like a lavender color. And I'm going to tell you this right now.
That's beautiful.
Right?
Wow.
Wouldn't you agree with this? Like, it sounds
the purple one.
It sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
To hear people say, like, I know what the top 3 colors of the world are.
Okay.
It sounds like something that, like, a kid that won't shut up would say, like, in class, raising their hand while you're talking about shapes and be like, I know what the top 3 colors are. But this is, it's got to be true. It's got to be.
I don't know about cerulean blue, though.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it's more melancholy for me.
Hold on.
It's a sad blue.
Now, Robin's egg blue.
Okay.
Bitch, take my money because this is my color.
Well, you would call that Tiffany blue.
Tiffany blue.
Okay, so there's a thing about cerulean.
Wow.
My favorite color is what I call peacock blue.
Oh, I know of that. It's almost like a greenish blue, right?
It is cerulean if you, like, added a dark green hue to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But cerulean is the closest thing to peacock blue that we are seeing here. I mean, honestly, wisteria... Purple. Okay, hold on. I'm going to put these all together for a wedding. Cerulean.
All these colors would go together.
Blue. And what was the other one?
Robin's egg. Blue.
And then wedding.
Sure. And?
It's incredible.
Yeah, they go together.
Oh my God. It's incredible.
I'm going to take credit.
Kevin.
Oh my God.
If you get married again, I'm taking full credit for
getting married again.
For the whole wedding.
That's fine.
Beautiful.
Let me tell you something. These are our colors.
This is
wow.
Beautiful.
Wow.
To go back to my original point, if somebody came up to you and said, I know what the top three colors of the world are, you would walk away briskly. You would pretend to get a phone call and walk away. Be like, that's amazing. Hold on a second. I got to take this. Hello? But these are, without a doubt, the top three colors of the world.
Okay. Look at this picture. This is those colors. But put together, where'd it go?
Cerulean blue. So if you're just joining us, it's cerulean blue, robin's egg blue, wisteria purple. That's from Crayola.
Where my cursor is. Okay, look at that floral arrangement with those colors in it.
There's an ivory in there too, you know, and that makes it nice too. Listen, here's the point. What is the point? I'm going to go deeper on this. Everybody pay attention.
Okay.
It feels like we're in a divided time.
Right.
It feels like we're in a divided world.
Mm-hmm.
It is nice to know that there are unifying things amongst the nations of the planet. I'll bet that Russia and Ukraine were part of the 183 nations that Crayola asked, what's your favorite color?
Sure.
And to think that Russia and Ukraine said the same three, it makes me want to cry.
That's beautiful.
So what's the takeaway? The takeaway is this. How do we get Russia and Ukraine to get married?
Okay, no. I think the takeaway is who should be the president of the world? Crayola.
Crayola. Is Crayola even an American company?
Well,
I mean, we're Americans. We think everything is.
So the answer is yes.
Sure.
Okay, I remember Sesame Street when they went to the Crayola factory.
Where was it?
Felt like New Jersey. So, like, I don't know.
They are American
company. They are, yeah. USA!
Founded in Pennsylvania, bitch!
Pennsylvania?
Yes!
In Philly?
Yes!
Son of a bitch.
Oh, not Philly, but Pennsylvania.
What part of Philly?
Lehigh?
No, he said not Philly.
Langhigh.
Lehigh Valley.
Lehigh Valley.
Yes!
That's pretty close to Philly.
Slay.
Alrighty, okay. We are changing hearts and minds.
Yes.
This is why you come to the wake-up call. You come here...
To change.
To change.
To grow.
Wow, yes.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Carry this with you in your heart.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yes.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So we're the Wake Up Call, Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. And Katie has an interesting question, and this applies to you as well. Ask yourself this question. What is your question?
Do you think I'm cool?
Do you think you're cool?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Like, well, the cool mom or like
no,
a cool person?
Like last night, we were lying in bed, and I said something to D'Lo about being cool, and he goes, you think you're cool? And I said, do you not think I'm cool? And he goes, no.
I think you're cool to some point.
Okay, what is cool about
your personality?
Okay.
Your bubbly attitude.
Thank you.
How you are a jack of all trades.
Thanks.
You may be good at everything, but
no,
not
I'm not
that good.
I'm
not good at everything, but good at something.
I'm a little bit good at a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer this question.
He's on the side of no.
I'm looking up the definition of the word cool.
Oh, wow. No. If that's how far we have to go, this is a very bad sign for me.
But I don't know how you would define cool. Here's what I do think.
Okay.
I think that as a person ages, becoming cool gets harder. I think that it's difficult to maintain your coolness over the age of, I'm going to say, 35 or 40.
I feel like I've gotten cooler with age.
Oh, if you think that, you were not cool.
It's hard to say. I never thought that you'd ask me a question that would just break my brain like this. Because I've never thought, it's a word we all use. That's cool. But like, really think about it. What does it mean?
Faced with this question myself, I couldn't think of things that make me cool other than my career.
Mm-hmm. Here's something. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't actually think anybody's cool.
Okay. I would have guessed that you would have said you were cool.
Do you think I am?
I think you're cool in that, like, you have specific music tastes that are a little more on the unique side. Sometimes I think you dress a little bit cool. Like, I was watching an old video of ours where you were wearing like some sort of black shirt, but black jeans and high top Doc Martens. And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool.
Mm. I went to a high school reunion one time. I was very unpopular in middle school, but I was very popular in high school. I was having a conversation and we were both tipsy. But it was with somebody that I knew, but it was somebody I was not friends with. And she said to me, one thing that I always loved about you was, even when we were in high school, you knew who you were.
Okay.
And for the most part, haven't changed at all. And I had thought to myself, well, that's kind of a compliment. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
So maybe I am. So do you have anything like that? Now, our job does make us, at the very least, interesting.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many people out there where you're just like, what do you do for a living? I do medical sales. But our job gets like a ton of questions.
Yeah. Oh, have you ever met?
Exactly. Who's your favorite celebrity that you've interviewed? Yeah,
who's
stuff
the
like
worst
that.
One?
Right. You're not going to ask a mortgage broker who their favorite celebrity that they've interviewed is. Yeah. So I think we get an advantage. It's kind of like privilege. We were born into this job.
Yeah.
At least Katie and I were. Kevin was too. We were just born with personalities that like we were going to do this job. So I think that like that already gives us a leg up on the competition in the cool department. Text in the answer. Are we cool? Is Katie cool? To 916-909-1065. How do you think of us? Because this is a good text message. Cool is an attitude.
Okay.
It's a vibe, not what you do.
What do you think is cool about you now?
Well, that I think that it's pretty hard to shake me.
Okay.
I don't really care about a lot of stuff that other people have to say as far as like opinions about me. I've got tattoos. That's cool.
Is that cool?
I mean, it used to be real cool.
It used to be really cool, yeah.
But like now, I feel like it's like moderately cool.
Okay, I'll take it.
Moderately cool.
Yeah.
I think my kids think I'm still cool.
They do.
And I feel like that's a big accomplishment.
Okay.
Maybe that should be our bellwether. If
do
you can,
your kids think you're cool?
And not kids, your kids. If your kids...
Okay.
Because I feel like it's in our biology to think your parents are not cool and lame and just, they're annoying.
See, I didn't think of my parents in that way, one way or the other.
Mm.
I didn't think that they were cool or uncool. I just thought that they were my parents.
But you think your parents are cool now?
Yes, I do.
Or at least your mom and your stepdad.
Yeah.
You know?
My dad and stepmom are not.
No,
cool.
Your dad's in a model boat club. That's the opposite of cool. So I feel like maybe that's a
it's
good...
It's a model yacht club?
So I'm sorry. God. I'm sorry. Him and miniature Bezos out there at a pond. Trying not to
It's his friend named Bill.
Chasing ducks around. So, okay.
Well, then if that's what we're going off of, then no.
Yeah, I feel like we have not answered this, and I feel like there is no answer.
I think you're right.
But I feel like that enough is something to take back to your boyfriend and be like, ha ha ha, we don't know.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, when it comes to being a good friend, there are telltale signs, and they're not all very obvious. Some people would say that it's always lending an ear, always being in your corner, being there in your darkest moments, a shoulder to cry on. Well, Kevin says he found research that is an area he didn't think about. And what is it, Kevin?
In texting.
Texting. Okay. Texting.
So a study from Princeton University, ever heard of her?
I have.
Says fast repliers were rated as more empathetic, caring, and engaged in relationships, whereas people who took hours or days to respond were perceived as less interested, emotionally detached, and unreliable.
Okay. All right.
Are you seeing the problem with this?
No. Because I'm a fast replier.
What?
I reply fast.
To who?
Everyone.
That's,
Kevin?
That is not true.
Oh, wow. Name an example.
Every time we text you.
No, that's not fair.
Why?
Because you guys talk so much in the group chat, it's hard to follow up.
Sometimes we're talking directly to you.
Well, then at me next time.
We do.
No.
Kevin. For you to sit there and legitimately try to tell us that you are a prompt texter.
I'm not going to stand here and have you two attack me just because I don't reply to our group.
Kevin just told us that being a fast replier when it comes to text messages is a sign of a good friend. That being said, he's our sworn enemy, apparently, because we have a group text for the show. Obviously, like, after we leave here, we still don't stop talking
right, to each other.
We're sending ideas to each other for the show or life experiences.
We're just talking to each other.
And that too. And then during the show, we're using it probably to tell Kevin to hustle back from the bathroom. So once Friday hits and Monday, between Friday and Monday, it is a black hole of communication with Kevin.
That is 1,000%
true. No, it's not.
And for a person who constantly talks about how he has to go to the river because he's depressed, we get a little worried sometimes. God forbid. And because you're so weirdly secretive, you'll be like, we won't know it, but you will be in Bodega Bay all weekend or something.
Yeah, with people we've never heard of.
Right. And then come back and be like, okay, well, I was in Bodega Bay.
We're like, why didn't you tell us that?
Right, that's like a four-hour drive. Like, clearly that wasn't a last-minute decision.
And don't get us wrong, the group text, still popping. Katie and I are still using the group text, which is even funnier because Kevin's still in the group text and we're just talking over him all weekend. It's literally like the movie Weekend at Bernie's, where there's a dead body at the party. Like, that's what it's like.
We are effectively throwing some sunglasses on Kevin, putting one arm over each of us, and just getting him around town.
Oh my God. Now it's going to be, whenever this happens now, Katie, Weekend at Bernie's gifts all in the group. Run.
Yes.
I'm going to be so mad.
Okay, so to go back to this, you think that the sun... No, you don't. Science says that if you are a prompt texter, then you have a good friendship with those people. You hate us.
Right.
And why?
I don't hate you.
Okay.
And sometimes people are busy, okay?
Wait. I thought that you were a fast replier. Now you're busy?
Well, I try to keep my phone away from me.
That is not true. Sometimes you're on your phone while we're live on the air, and we have to be like, hey, I have thrown pens at you to get your attention because you are texting while we are live on this radio program.
Okay, fine.
So
you want to know the truth?
Yeah. Yes.
I have our group text alerts hidden.
Kevin!
Don't text too much then, bitches. I need my nap time.
What?
You're supposed to have the nap time same as me, but you love to text and then you feed off of her, so I had to turn off Hyde and then I didn't realize it until I don't reply back to you guys and you guys attack me for not replying, so...
Wow.
You're a rotten friend.
This is a dark day.
I am sorry that we just tried to keep you alive with love and laughter. Our apologies that we are too communicative
and
with
that
you.
We think of you and want right. to be a part of your life.
Well, you know what? Lesson learned, Katie.
Now we're going to text him more.
Oh. That's not where I was going, but you know what? I'm down for that plan, too.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
This is the most sportsy thing that I could find, but on clouds, the shoe worn by your dad's friend because Hokas were just too high. They are being sued in a class action lawsuit. That's music to Kevin's ears. Yeah. Kevin, do you own any on clouds?
I do now.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. All right. The Swiss shoe company is facing a class action lawsuit over, brace yourself, the shoes are embarrassingly squeaky.
I get it.
What?
Yeah. Law firm Markowitz Herbold, I can't believe any law firm would take this case, filed the case last week in Portland federal court claiming OnCloud's technology produces a, quote, noisy and embarrassing squeak with each and every step. Two plaintiffs target 11 cloud brand products alleging the cloud tech outsoles are defective and they cause squeaking during walking and running, and the affected shoes cost between $140 and $180 per pair. Holy cow.
Oh my God, I did not know they were that expensive.
I didn't either. The lawsuit, Kevin did. He owned seven pairs. The lawsuit claims that OnCloud knows about the problem but excludes squeaking from their warranty coverage. How dare you, OnCloud? One customer complaint included the lawsuit reads, quote, my nickname at work now is Squeak.
Oh. Okay, so I was going to say, how can somebody prove damages here? How can somebody say, I deserve money because of how this has affected my life?
Well, let's ask our class action lawsuit expert on the Wake Up Call, Kevin.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so excited and I'm ready to win.
Oh, you're excited. No, you're not
forlorn.
Excited. You are.
You're depressed.
Demoralized.
Oh, I'm pissed. Yes. It keeps squeaking when I run.
There you go.
And I run a lot.
Now, it can't just be when you're running. It has to be like all
when
the time.
When I'm walking too.
We used to work, and this is not on every OnCloud sneaker owner, but we used to work with a guy who used to wear them exclusively to work, and he was a douchebag. So,
who are we talking about?
The guy who used to do mornings on the radio station down there.
Oh, did he?
All the time. Every day.
Okay.
Every day. And had multiple pairs in different colors.
Okay.
And he would wear them to work. And I don't think I ever, like, noticed the squeak. But he was such a bad guy that a squeak added a little bit of whimsy to him. That made him a little bit more cartoonish.
Okay, Your Honor, as this douchebag's attorney, their counsel, how are we to say that he was a douchebag prior to the squeak?
That's a good point.
Perhaps he was driven to douchebaggery through constant squeaking, never ends.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Sustained.
Thank you.
I mean, that's a good point. Maybe the squeaking of the on clouds is so bad that it's warping personalities.
It's like when people get ringing in their ears and it makes them like kind of suicidal.
Right. Or and I can tell you this too. Or when you have a chronic pain in your body, like I have a bad back. if I don't do anything about it, it changes my personality. It makes me ornery and it makes me short tempered.
Now, it does seem like you could just take the shoes off.
How dare you?
Oh, right. You're right.
You paid $180 for those very plain and somewhat ugly shoes. Now, Katie and I have a name for shoe squeaking. And we call them sports sounds. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because when you go, it's like, oh, what are you on the court?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sports sounds. Yeah. And then we always yell it. I think.
No, but you can't be chronic sports sounds if you're like walking around on carpet. Sports sounds has to be like on a hardwood floor or a tile. That's the only way it makes sense.
That's a good point.
If you're just squeaking through the halls.
We think you're a toddler.
Yeah.
Didn't your daughter have shoes and squeak?
She did. It encourages toddlers to walk. Because they want to hear the sound. Yeah.
Now, with those shoes, you can turn the squeak on and off, I think, right?
Yeah, but she figured out how to turn it on over and over.
All right. So maybe that's what we should do for the babies wearing on clouds. Okay? just put a little thing in the tongue.
One of our favorite managers here wears on clouds.
Oh, yeah?
Bill.
Oh, great. Okay.
We have to check on him.
We have to make sure he's okay.
Is he okay?
He's about to be a millionaire. Because when I see Bill, you know what I think? A mortified, embarrassed man. No, he's so confident. Yeah, he's like the happiest person in the world.
Really, like, chill and, suave.
But we have to tell him, those toddler shoes you're wearing?
Yeah, they're killing you.
They're killing you, and you can be part of a class action lawsuit. Kevin's going out today. By the way, what size are you? Are you the same size as Kevin? Because he'd love to wear your shoes. Yes. Just so he can shoot a video and put it on social media.
To walk a mile in your shoes.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I have a question for you guys.
Sure.
That's not a question for Kevin, because even if Kevin had a girlfriend, he I'm not sure how much, because he doesn't like to be touched.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not sure how much he'd be about holding hands, but...
Oh, well, holding hands, I have a preference.
Oh, you're fine with that?
Yeah.
How do you guys hold hands?
I like to interlock.
I'm not an interlocker.
You're a cupper?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is interesting because new research came out. I'm so glad that there are people looking into stuff like this. And our hand-holding habits are changing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. For the longest time, like generations at this point, the preferred method was interlocking fingers. And now it is cupping.
Oh.
What's going on?
Because I feel like... interlocking fingers is what teenagers do.
Why? It's an immature way to hold a hand?
Kind of. Don't you think? Kevin, come hold my hand.
Oh, we're doing this again.
All right, so hold on a second. So, all right, Kevin, so you're hold hands with Katie.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me move this so it doesn't get knocked over. Okay.
See, more intimate.
Are you interlocking?
Okay, we're interlocking right now.
Mm-hmm.
So interlocking hands is a more intimate act. I'll admit that.
Okay, now, and then we do this. Stop, why are you acting like you can't figure out how to do it? Okay.
Well, cupping is not his preferred method.
See, I don't like cupping.
Why?
It's like, I don't know. It's like when you like hold someone's hand to kiss their
oh, like their royalty.
Yes.
It does.
Ashante.
It does feel a little more old school.
Uh-huh.
Also, I find it harder to walk with somebody holding hands if our fingers are
Okay, so I can't interlock hands or fingers. My hand is way too thick. It's a jumbled mess. If you and I were a couple, because you also have larger fingers.
What are you saying? No, you don't.
You don't have larger fingers. Well, put your hand up for a second. I thought you did.
No.
Those aren't, look, Kevin, hold your hand up. His fingers are skinnier than yours.
Put
your fingers together.
Come here.
Are they?
His hand is way bigger than mine.
Not in length. I'm not talking about length. I'm talking about girth. Like,
you got some bratwurst.
Like I that's fine. It's not your fault. But I have mega thick fingers.
Okay.
I don't even know what my ring size is, but I mean, I remember when I got married, like the guy was like, wow. So I can't interlock, and if you and I were a couple, there's no way we'd be able to interlock. We would look like the Infinity Gauntlet. Like, it would just be like one giant metal fist.
I can assure you, if we were a couple, I wouldn't hold your hand. So, especially with comments like you just made.
That's not true.
Why?
If we were a couple, of course you'd hold my hand. You can't not hold hands. I just think that the size of your hand matters. Interlocking is a skinny-fingered person's way of life.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
But it also kind of stems back to what Katie was saying, and maybe it is more of a kid thing because kids have skinnier fingers.
Come over here and do my hand.
All right.
Okay. Interlock.
Okay, like this.
Oh, I mean, let's see.
Look at the size of it.
I like the look of it.
See, okay, my fingers are not the problem here. Okay.
No, I told you that my fingers are the problem. I told you.
It's also that, like,
put your hand on top of my hand.
Okay.
Okay, there. And now, if I keep my fingers open, it's a little easier.
Your fingers are so wide.
I know.
I have to, like, stretch my hand out.
I know that. My knuckles are gigantic.
I don't like that you're trying to make it not just your fault.
Hold on a second.
Because in
it's
theory, that would mean
fault.
Okay.
It's not like my fingers got fat because I love Oreos. Like, I'm just born this way. You can't help the way. I'm actually shocked that that's something that there isn't a plastic surgery for, considering, like, how much people can get self-conscious about their hands. If you and I wanted to be interlocking, hand-holding couple.
Okay.
Okay? I know that I would be 85% of the problem. I've crunched the numbers.
Okay.
From the same institute that even looked into this. And I'm just saying that this is changing. We're going to cupping now.
Okay. Oh. Can I also tell you, your hands are very rough.
I know.
How are my hands?
Soft as silk, babe.
Yeah, your hands are very soft.
Soft as silk.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah.
It's not like I've got, like, open blisters or anything, but I don't know.
Maybe just quit holding hands.
Fine by me. I'm not a hand holder.
Oh, really?
I don't like holding hands.
Even your wife's hand?
I mean, it depends on the situation, but not really.
Really?
Because my hand is so thick. I think that's one of the reasons why. It's never comfortable. It's never comfortable for me. And then I have to wear a wedding ring, so that now you just thickened up that finger even more.
Man, your wife's a lucky gal. Especially after saying, and I have to wear a wedding ring.
I'm just saying, like, look.
It does look thicker.
Thank you, Kevin. Ring. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going through a lot.
I can tell.
Yeah.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
So yesterday, my daughter Zoe, she's 5 years old. She's on a soccer team, and she had a game yesterday. And obviously, if you're a parent that's had your kid in any sports games happen on Saturdays. Yesterday wasn't Saturday.
It was not. That's odd.
It was a makeup game.
Ah.
Okay. They had one game where it got rained out, and so this was a makeup game. So of course there's a group text, and the group text goes, "I told my daughter that it was a makeup game, and she got so excited because she thought that we were all wearing makeup."
Sure.
And that started a whole thing of people going, "Let's do it.
That's cute.
Let's put makeup on all the girls."
I love that.
Here's the problem. The game was early because it was a makeup game on a weekday.
Okay.
So my wife wasn't home. It was just me, which is fine. I don't mind taking my daughter to stuff like that. I'm usually do it. I don't usually put makeup on anybody.
Sure.
So I'm trying to figure out, A, where's makeup?
Oh.
B, what goes where? It's way more complicated than I realized.
Not for a 5-year-old.
You don't
have to contour her face.
Is there special? But I don't know what contouring is. Like,
you don't have to. She's fine.
Yeah. My wife goes, "I've got a palette of
eyeshadow." This,
whatever. It's 5 palettes. I can't tell what's what. I can't tell what brush is used for what.
Oh,
so my wife comes home as I'm done. Zoe looks atrocious. My wife goes, she goes, "It looks like you beat her up." Her face looks like it's a bunch of bruises. Well, she goes, "Why did you use brown for her cheeks?" I go, "Well, because my thought was that, you know, you don't use brown. I could tell that that's the one that's never used. And I thought, well, I'll use one." She goes, "It looks like she's been punched in the face. It looks like a bruise." She goes, "And that's eyeshadow. Why did you put eyeshadow on her cheeks?" I go, "I thought that's the thing that you She goes, no, no, no. And I go, okay, hold on a second. I get a makeup wipe and I take it all off of her. And then I start doing it again. She goes, that's not even the right brush for the cheek. She goes, get out of the way. But it's like, you can't spring that on us.
Okay.
You can't spring it on dads of daughters. We're just, it's not that we won't do it.
Sure.
But it turns out, I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, so I don't understand why you didn't just Google it.
No time.
No time.
No time. For me to start doing research?
Well, no, just like do a Google image search.
Google image search. What should I have Google image search? Right.
Okay.
Like basic makeup for kids.
No, that sounds like, because then again, it's, here's what I had. Again, there were like three or four just palettes in front of me, which for any guy who doesn't know, looks like little kid paint kits. Okay. And then there was a jar of brushes. I'm supposed to know what brush does what? Like, it's just, it was just like, it was chaos.
That
it was
is
chaos.
So funny and so cute. Yeah. And I'm sure a very relatable thing for girl dads. It does seem like there are enough women in your life that you could have just got one of us on a FaceTime.
Again, there wasn't time. First of all, you know me. I have time blindness.
Well, that's true.
I wait till the last minute.
That's true.
Second of all, for anybody who doesn't know, getting a kid ready for soccer, it's way longer than getting a kid just ready. Okay? There's shin guards. There's big, tall socks for some reason that they have to wear. I'm not quite sure what the hell's going on with that.
Keeps the shin guards in.
But why does it need to go to halfway up their thigh? It feels like it's five-year-old lingerie.
I feel like you didn't fold the sock down.
Am I supposed to fold that sock down? Oh, all right. Well, none of the other girls, I think, have the sock folded down.
Oh.
Like, the sock literally goes all the way up like she's wearing two thigh-high stockings.
No, you roll it down so it goes just below the knee.
All right. Well, I didn't know that. And, and then for girls also, you got to put their hair in a ponytail.
Yeah.
Then you have to brush the hair before you put it in a ponytail. Then, then for me, in our stupid family, I have to find the specific ladybug clip because she plays on the ladybugs. So, anyway, it was a whole thing. By the time I got to the makeup for the makeup soccer game,
I understand.
I was frazzled.
Okay, so just to be clear,
the cheek needs.
There's a jar of brushes, yes?
There's a jar of brushes. Okay. None of them are labeled.
Okay. And you wouldn't have assumed that the bigger brush would be for the face and not, and that the little brushes would be for the eyes, which are smaller.
Okay, yeah. You're going to laugh at me.
Okay.
Okay. We can end on this. I saw the big puff.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, do you remember when we were kids and we would watch something like a cartoon?
Like old lady.
Yes. She would just take a big puff and put it in what looked like just white powder.
Yes.
And then just go, puff, 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 puff. Okay? Now, I have never seen my wife do that.
Okay.
But I assume that's what the big puff was for.
Man, men are stupid.
Yeah, we are. That is it. That is the full show.
We did it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.